Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I will always believe, even though I hear women say, I don't want to play games. I don't want a man that plays games. I just want to be authentic and real. That when you guys first start going out, guys too, when you first start going out, there's a certain amount of game playing going on, right? Because you're thinking about them all the time. Really, all you, if you want to be authentic and text them as much as you're thinking about them when you first start going out, you're psycho.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? So there's a certain amount of game playing going on, but sometimes it can backfire on you.
It can, and I'm trying to get myself out of that game playing. I'm trying to just learn that, Katie, it's okay to just be yourself, and the right woman will just like you for just being you instead of playing this game. But it's just so hard when my friends are like, don't do too much too soon.
Yeah.
Don't make yourself too available.
And there are some people that I know that I would say, don't be yourself. Absolutely be somebody else.
You're not one of those people.
Yeah, but you're not one of those people. You should be yourself.
Well, thank you. So that's what I'm dealing with right now and struggling with, because I went out one night and I was with my friends and we were having a good time partying, and we were leaving. We were leaving this place, but then I heard my song. Like, my song came on. I was like, no, we gotta go back.
One more. Yep.
And so my friend was like, we should be going home. I'm like, no, girl, they playing my song. I'm going back inside.
And I love the dedication to your song. If I was out the door, yeah, sorry, song. I'll catch you.
You wanna go back for your song?
If I'm already out the door.
What was the song, Katie?
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't remember.
Oh, come on, man. How do you not remember?
It was your song.
It's important.
It was like a hype song. It wasn't like a Beyonce song. It was a Beyonce song I would remember, but I knew it was just a hype song that I was like, wow, they haven't played this all night. They haven't playing like Afrobeat.
You drove out the parking lot and back, you don't even remember the song.
I know.
It was the Katie, I'm drunk song. Let's go back in.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
And so I walk back in, and my best friend, she just leaves me. She's like, all right, I'll be outside waiting for you after you dance on the floor with your song, and I'll be outside.
That's hilarious.
And so as I go back inside, like, all the servers and stuff, like, you back already? I was like, it's for my song.
That I don't remember the name of, but I'm here. And I love it so much. I'm going to play it at my wedding someday. It's going to be amazing.
I still have a couple of brain cells left, so I'm coming back to leave them here.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Basically. And so when I walk in, I'm just like, my first move is to go straight towards the dance floor. And then there's this woman, and she looks into my soul. Like, she looks at me and she gives me the eyes. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I give her the eyes back. And then she approaches me, and then we like dance together. Like, you know, we start, you know, we just immediately take each other's hands, and she's like facing me, I'm facing her, and we both have clasped our hands together, and like, we're dancing, right?
Wow. Okay.
Behold the power of the song.
Yes. At least you remember her.
Yeah.
And so then she looks at me, she's like, oh my gosh, you're like so gorgeous. I'm like, girl, you're gorgeous too. Are you gay?
It's a good opening question.
Let's not waste time here.
Hey, you're like, I got one song, I gotta make it fast.
I got 3 minutes and 20 seconds to learn everything that I need to know.
I mean, because sometimes women will just dance with you and they'll be drunk. So I'm like, let's not play any games here.
Especially because it's the end of your night.
Yes, exactly. So as my song is going off, she's like, let's exchange numbers. Let's go out. You know, it's my birthday weekend. We should go out for brunch tomorrow. I'm like, girl, let's do it. So we exchange numbers. And then when I get home, she's like, once again, it was nice meeting you and all this stuff. Like, you're just so gorgeous. And I'm like, girl, you are too. And she said something else, but I didn't respond back because I had went to sleep by that time. So the next day, we talked about going to brunch. I send her a good morning text. I'm like, you know, good morning. I hope your night went well. She responds back, good morning, with like the smiley face with the heart emojis around it.
All right, that's nice.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, cool. And then I'm like, Katie, don't respond back right now.
What?
Wait, give it some time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't immediately respond back. Don't seem too eager. This mm-hmm. is what's going on in my head.
I understand.
You know?
Yep.
So then I just waited out. I'm like, you respond back in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then a couple hours went by and I was like, nah. Don't sound too available. Yeah, wait.
Yeah.
You know? And then she sends a message. She actually double texts. And she's like, you know, will I be able to see you today? And I'm like,
today? Wow.
Yeah. And I just waited one more hour. I was like, I give it one more hour.
She double texts.
And then
you.
I know, but I was trying to play hard to get.
Okay.
So then by 6 p.m. that day, I text her back.
6 p.m. and she hits you first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, Katie hit her first thing in the morning.
Yeah,
so she instigated it.
Okay, I did. And then you bail, right?
And then by 6 p.m. that day, I hit her back, and she disappeared on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You deserve that one.
Yep.
You earned that one.
Why did you do that?
I was trying to play hard to get. I didn't want to seem too eager.
Well, it worked. You sent a good morning text. Like, you're safe after the good morning text.
I was playing hard to get after I texted her at 6 in the morning.
Good morning.
As soon as my eyes opened up.
Yes. It was too late to play it cool.
Still laying in bed, haven't brushed my teeth, but thinking about you.
I mean, looking back at it, that was really stupid of me to make that move, because that night it was just perfect.
Yes.
But yeah, so that backfires.
Yeah, so there, it used to be back in the day, right? Even before cell phones and texting and all that, it was 3 days. We go out. I don't want to seem too eager. It's the 3-day rule, the 72-hour rule. 72 hours nowadays with the technology we have might as well be a year and a half.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And people's attention spans are shorter now than they ever were.
Yep.
Yeah, you screwed up.
Is there any rebounding from this? Is there any, I mean, at this point it's probably too late because it was a week ago, but is there any rebounding with honesty, like, you know what? I was just playing a stupid game yesterday. Yep. I was eager to talk to you, and I didn't want to seem too eager, so I am sorry. Can we do this all over again?
Yeah. I mean, if you do have a shot, that's it.
That's it.
The way you got to approach it. And if she doesn't accept it, you just got to understand it.
Well, now I think it's been too long, like Bert said. It's been a week.
I think that's the only thing that can save you right there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was too embarrassed even to hit you back for the last week, but I've been thinking about you every day.
Ooh.
Do it.
Ooh.
What have you got to lose? She'll say no, or she just won't respond.
Well, it should take 6 hours to respond back to Katie.
If she does that, she matches energy, I like her.
Or text her the song that y'all dance to. That's your favorite song.
I don't remember.
All right, you still got a chance.
Okay.
All right, hasn't flatlined yet. Give it one more shot.
I'll send a message.
I think a little brutal honesty, humility might go a long way here.
100%.
Okay. All right, we're going to force you into this Monday. We're going to check back with you first thing.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Go get it.
All right.
Go get it. All right. We've already heard one red flag of dating right here.
Her name is Katie.
Her name is Katie. Just a big red flag.
The Bert Show.